Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a high school student giving younger students advice.
I'm Sarah. I'm a senior here at Astor High. One comment I hear a lot among seniors is, "I wish I'd known this when I was a freshman." So a bunch of us got together and we put together a list of things we'd like to share with this year's freshman class. First is to understand procrastination. Don't pretend like you're not going to procrastinate. Everyone does it. You're always going to be tempted to put things off, but our advice is to stay focused and organize your schedule. One thing I do is keep a planner on my smartphone, and I write down all my assignments and due dates, and I actually schedule hanging out with my friends. Because if you don't do something like that, you're going to fall behind. Another piece of advice is get out of your comfort zone. Part of this means trying classes you might not be interested in, like I took AP Calculus for 2 years, and I hate math, but I learned that I do have a great work ethic, and I worked hard and aced the exam. But getting outside your comfort zone also means don't be afraid to have real relationships with people, and that includes your teachers. Look, you're going to have hard times, and not everyone's going to be supportive, but some people will be. Identify them and reach out when you need help. Another thing is, understand that the social hierarchy of high school is totally wrong. Sure, everyone wants to be popular, but winning a high school popularity contest isn't going to help you after you leave. The only hierarchy that matters is your class rank. Keep your grades up. Your future matters a lot more than what some clique of high schoolers think of you.
Number 33. Who is the audience for the speaker's talk? Number 34. Why does the speaker mention her smartphone? Number 35. What activities does the speaker imply sit within a student's comfort zone? Number 36. What does the speaker say she learned about in her math class? Number 37. How does the speaker suggest teachers may be helpful? Number 38. What aspect of student relationships does the speaker say is totally wrong? End of part 2.